So, how did you hear about our organization and about our internship program?
How did I hear about it?
Yes.
On Volunteer Match, actually.
Okay. And did you have a chance to take a look at our website, our blog, and our magazine?
Not the magazine, but yeah, your website, I definitely went through pretty thoroughly.
Okay, and what did you find the most interesting or appealing about the content on that site?
Really everything. Everyone's dedication to the cause and how much you guys have expanded and just your overall goals in general.
Okay, and what else can you tell me about the Borgen Project?
I know you guys do a lot of volunteer work, and your main focus is on global poverty, obviously, and food security, which is one of my what would you call it? I guess greatest concerns or something that I have a lot of interest in through the public health field. I know you guys do like a lot of stuff with education and promotion through like government officials, which is awesome to get the word out. Guess that's the gist of it.
Okay, so I just want to add there that the website, the blog, and the magazine, those are the primary ways in which we raise awareness about global poverty issues. But then the other big piece of what we do, and you touched on this a little bit, is that all of our team members across departments contact their members of Congress each week by phone and by email about a bill or an issue that our organization supports. And then they also mobilize others to contact Congress as well.
Right.
Okay, so Mikhail, why do you want to be part of the Borgen Project?
Like I said, I mean, global health as a whole has always been a huge interest and concern of mine. It's actually why I'm going to school for public health. Obviously, there's just a lot that can be done, and I want to be a part of that transition.
Okay. All right. So looking through your resume, you obviously already have a lot of diverse experience. What do you think separates you from some other candidates?
I mean, my definitely, I mean, for this position specifically, I do have the strive and the interest in global health, but I am also very interested in health communications. So I'd like to consider myself pretty organized and detail oriented. So I think that would go a long way in, you know, creating campaigns and I'm definitely personable. So like you said, reaching out to Congress and raising awareness throughout the community is definitely something that I can help accommodate with.
Excellent. Okay. I do have to ask this question though. Have you ever been dismissed from a job, or have you ever left an internship or a volunteer commitment early?
I mean, no, I've never been fired. I did, well, I had an internship. I sent you guys my resume, right?
Yes.
Okay, so last summer I worked with Clean Water Action, which is a nonprofit, an environmental nonprofit. And I left that job, I guess you would say, early, but I was there for a 3 month time span. It wasn't like this job that I'm applying for with you guys, which is, you know, 3 months and this is what you have to do in this amount of time. It was kind of just, I don't know, I came about it on my own validity, and I left when I felt the time was right. So.
Okay, all right, thank you for letting us know about that. If we were to speak with your former managers or supervisors from work, what do you think they'd say about you?
I'm easygoing, definitely. I can pick up tasks pretty easily. I'm a quick learner and pretty personable, like I said. And yeah, I mean, that's it. I do show a lot of skills of leadership, and I'm good at working on my own.
Okay. Is there anything that you think that they might say that you would need to work on?
That's always a hard question. No, honestly, not that I can think of at the top of my head.
Okay, all right. There are two points that I wanted to go over with you about our program. The first is that this is an unpaid telecommuting position. As you know, we're based in Seattle, Washington. Right. So it really requires that our team members be self-starters, be self-motivated, able to complete the weekly tasks and assignments with limited supervision, and while at the same time producing quality work as well as meet the weekly deadline. So I just wanted to find out from you, with your schedule and with any other activities or responsibilities that you might have, how do you see balancing everything and managing it all?
I actually think I work best in this way. I do have a part-time job, and I am taking a couple classes online this semester, and actually those are the classes I think I do the best in. When, you know, it's kind of up to me. I know when the deadline is, but I can complete the tasks in my free time or as I see fit. So I don't see it being a problem at all.
Okay. All right. So the public relations and marketing internship program is about 16 hours a week over the course of 12 weeks. You'd be working on raising awareness about global poverty issues, raising awareness about our organization, contacting Congress, mobilizing others to contact Congress. And there's also the fundraising aspect, and that's the second point that I want to go over with you. So right. As you know, we are a nonprofit. We're also a grassroots organization, and our approach to grassroots is that if we all do a little, we can accomplish a lot. And so that being said, what we do is we ask our team members to raise a minimum of $500 throughout the course of the program for our organization. And this entails setting up an online personal fundraising page through our website, through borgenproject.org, sending letters to your friends or family or network about your involvement with our organization, and then also pursuing your own ideas for the fundraising. So I just wanted to find out from you, how comfortable are you with the fundraising aspect, but then also what types of activities or ideas might you have off the top of your head?
So I do have fundraising experience, like I said, with the Clean Water Action. I actually did canvassing last summer, which is probably the most difficult fundraising tactic that there is. So I would say that I'm pretty comfortable with it, especially when the cause is as important as the Borgen Project cause is. Other than, like I said, canvassing probably wouldn't be the best. You guys have your own page. I know there's like GoFundMe and stuff like that, which has skyrocketed in the last year as a fundraising campaign. And then also, like, I've worked with local food banks before. That's also a way to raise funds and money and resources, even if it's not, you know, raising perishable foods. You could also set up just a donation stand at places like that where there are helpful community members that are looking to donate.
Okay. All right. So, Michaela, just want to let you know that for the fundraising as well as for all the other aspects of our program, we do provide training and tools and support. For the fundraising in particular, we do have a rather robust fundraising training page that's available to our team members once they're on board. Through there, you'll be able to click through dozens of ideas while developing a strategy. We also think it's very important that our team members review our financials so they're able to respond to any questions from potential donors. And then we also hold a Fundraising 101 training session. It's a live group video conference with a former intern. When she was with us, she raised over $1,500. Wow. And so she's graduated, she's moved on already, and she works for another organization, and there she actually works as a donor relations professional. So it's really great to hear her story. She's got some really good tips and tricks. I did just want to add, though, so any online fundraising that's done for our organization is done through our website. So, the online fundraising training pages that our team members develop, they're similar to a GoFundMe page. Basically, what happens is you just send a photo to our IT department. You write a couple of paragraphs about who you are, why you joined. Our IT department sets up the page. They send you the URL, and then you can share it as you like.
Right. Okay, cool.
So those were all the questions that I had for you. Do you have any questions for me right now?
No, not at the moment. I would like to say that I'm extremely interested in this position and hopefully excited to start working with you guys.
Okay, great. So if you think of anything else, you can just reply to that most recent thread. But I'm interviewing throughout the rest of the day today, and what I'll do is send you an email tomorrow letting you know how our call went, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds perfect.
Okay, it was very nice meeting you, Michaela. You have a great rest of your Sunday and a wonderful week.
You too, Christine. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.